Here we in.
Chapter 16. All right.
Acts, still in the book of Acts.
Yes, still in the book of Acts. Acts 16, I think we made it to verse 14 last week.
Okay.
God is good, and he's mightily moving by his spirit. In their lives, he was always, he guided them where to go. And they were instructed to go to Macedonia. All right, verse 14 says, it reads, "And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, and of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us." So they had a place to stay.
Amen.
You know, they were faithfully doing God's word, and they were provided a place to stay.
Amen.
You know, that goes back to when Jesus said, you don't have to take purse and scrip. You know, he's going to provide for you where you as you go about doing this work.
Brother Apostle, he said, the Lord opened her heart.
Yeah.
The Lord opened her heart. You know, sometimes God deals with our heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, to do this or do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what God was dealing with her.
Mm-hmm.
He opened up her heart to do this. And she constrained them.
Yeah.
To come in there. She was like, I would have it no other way. Y'all
yep.
come.
Yep.
You know,
uh-huh.
I want you
yep.
here.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And they had a place to stay for the duration.
Mm-hmm.
God, he opens doors. As we obey him, that gives him a chance to open doors for us.
Amen. Amen.
And it's going to always be true, like he was saying. The Lord is going to always hate sin. Sin is destructive. And they were preaching a gospel that liberated people from sin. God didn't just put one tree in the garden, the tree of life. He put the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We have to choose life of our own free will and reject the lies of the world. If the end game of those who are in the world, they're going to die. We know it. If we helped it.
I just can't get off of this lady here. It said a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple. That means she was a woman of means, a woman of wealth.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, God had put a wealthy person there to meet their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just amazing? God has people.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you're trying to figure it out, but God has people.
In place.
A seller of purple, that means that she was a wealthy woman.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And they said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just.
Mm-hmm.
So God's people is coming into some wealth in place. Mm-hmm. For a certain purpose, for the gospel. It's not that you're not going to be able to use any for yourself, but the main thing was for the gospel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, continuing. Verse 16, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation." She was just aggravating them.
Amen.
"And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out that same hour."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even speak to her. He spoke to that spirit.
Come on now.
And that's where our warfare is. It's not with people. It's with
Amen.
That spirit.
Amen. Not with flesh and blood.
No. And that's what we're at war with, not people.
Mm.
The enemy gets people in sin, just like she was in sin. And he used her as a weapon against the cause of God to draw people away from the light of God's word. Now this is something in chapter in Corinthians chapter 12. This fits this situation because Paul had just gotten stoned over in chapter 14.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yeah. You know, like you said, we had never looked at it that way. That girl, that Dasma that was working for her master, the evil spirit, that was just bringing distraction to what Paul was trying to teach. She's hot. It wasn't saying that she was doing it quietly. She was crying out loud. Oh, these men are going. You know, sometimes in church,
it's true.
The word of God can be going so powerful, then something comes in to distract. It don't take much to distract people's attention. Somebody can just walk through the door. Everybody will look back at the door. It don't take much. And so this girl was put here for a distraction.
That's what she was. She was a tool.
I had never looked at it this way. You know, I've seen it so many different ways, but never as a distraction.
Now watch, in chapter 12, it says, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. He said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. How that he was caught up into the paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Now,
okay. Tell your students where you are now, because they're looking.
This is 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul is talking about what happened in chapter 14. That's where he died. All right, we're in chapter 16. But he was being aggravated by this damsel. This isn't the first time it happened. And he didn't know how to handle it. Now, in heaven, he saw and heard things that people don't see. And it charged his heart. And the enemy wanted to get him to reject what he saw. And he does that through aggravation. It's kind of like when Peter was in the boat. After Jesus had just fed 5,000, when the waves got rough, they forgot about all that, and they were concerned about the rough waters. And in one scripture in that setting, it said that their heart they didn't consider the loaves because their hearts were hardened because of the trouble they were in. All right, so if satanic trouble comes your way, it's there so that you can get your heart off what God had done.
Amen.
To discharge your heart from the Word of God. And that's what the enemy was doing with this girl. Now, he never said that the thorn in the flesh was a sickness. He said that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. The thorn in the flesh, that was just a messenger. She was a messenger of Satan. Paul had to rebuke the devil. All right, now he asked the Lord how to deal with it. He said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, there was nothing that he didn't know what to do. But the Lord had given us authority in grace. Authority is a grace to us, a free gift. So, after having this conversation with the Lord over here, that's what he did over here in chapter 16. He spoke to that spirit.
Yes, he did.
And it had to leave. that he destroyed the messenger of Satan. He destroyed the spirit behind it. He even ended up going to jail for it after we get down a little bit. But he said, the same Father Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't go anywhere. And the keeper of the prison awaked out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Mm-hmm. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Jesus.
In any situation, never be afraid. If God is with you, you can do things that you normally couldn't do. As long as your faith don't fail, and as long as you endeavor to do whatever it is God wants to be done. Now the prisoner is asking how to be saved. Verse 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him. Now this was a word of knowledge, because it came to pass. They knew, a word of wisdom. They believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. They knew that their his family would be saved. And when they said, and when they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, and all healed straightway. Everybody got saved. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeant, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this, saying to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privately? Nay, verily. But let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told the words to the magistrates, and they feared. And when they heard they were Romans, and they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city.
Amen.
And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. You know, I bet when Lydia heard that, her heart was just charged with faith. Okay, so next we'll pick up at chapter 17. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to do all that's in your heart. without fail in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, amen.